I'm joined by Jill T, co-founder of the fantastic Black Deer Festival, which is happening once again at the beautiful Eridge Deer Park. That's from the 14th to the 16th of June this year. Jill, it's lovely to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Really, really good. Looking forward to the year ahead, obviously. It's always exciting to be so near, actually. We're actually within touching distance of the festival gates opening yet again. So I really don't know where this year's gone.
It all gets pretty hectic from now, I should imagine. So tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all. What's your background and what led you to become the co-founder of this wonderful festival?
I started my career in Capital Radio, promoting festivals and events for the UK promoters. So that's where my career started. I ended up becoming head of entertainment at Capital Radio, and I was tasked with putting on the first ever party in the park in Hyde Park. I stood on the stage when 100,000 people came in the gates, and it was just the most surreal moment in my life, I think. So I was fascinated by it. So I started my business, and then I was asked by Vince Power, who was one of the promoters that I used to promote his stuff on air. I met him in radio. But he gave me the opportunity to be his festival director. He decided to start his own festival, which was Hop Farm Festival in Kent. So I became his festival director, and we built the world together. And for 5 years, the iconic artists that we produced were, you know, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, Mumford & Sons, and Prince's only ever UK festival was the Hop Farm. But I never, ever dreamt at that point I would ever start my own festival. And then a chance conversation in my garden. I was having a party, and a guy who was my friend's uncle, who lived in Kent, came up to me and he started chatting to me. And I talked about my love of Americana music. I grew up with it. It was my soundtrack when I was a little girl. Country music, Americana music, all of that genre was my passion and love. It was the genre, I believe, that hadn't been serviced as an outdoor festival. So we just carried on talking. By the end of the conversation, he said to me, should we talk more? Should we look at this? And I just went, yes, let's look at it. Let's investigate. And that's kind of how we started the process. And then I was working with Deb Shilling, who became the co-founder. I spoke to her the next day and said, look, I'm doing this. By 6 weeks' time, we was traveling to Nashville together to look at agents giving us their artists for our first ever festival. But the thing is, I aimed high. The ambition was to come in with high production values for a new festival that came out of nowhere, literally from a conversation in a garden, to allow in their quality artists to come and play. And we did.
I mean, it's a fantastic achievement. It's an amazing story. I mean, you clearly have this go-ahead attitude, which is what you need in something like this, yes. Obviously, to convince everybody else to come along with this great idea.
It's not for the faint-hearted.
No, you have to jump in with both feet. So was that 2019, the very first festival?
2018.
I mean, yeah. I live locally to Eridge. It's suddenly burst open. It didn't start as a small thing, and no. Suddenly there was this massive festival happening on my doorstep, and I wondered, where the heck did that come from? You know, it didn't grow from a tiny field and a few tents. Suddenly there's this massive festival. It has become an annual big event in the country, I would say.
You've got this mix of great festivals and mini festivals and things, Rambling Roots, there's lots of lovely stuff going on.
But there's nowhere as beautiful as the Eridge Deer Park.
It's one of the oldest deer parks in England. It's wild. It's so special. And when I go into Eridge, I feel every time I never tire of it. And one of the loveliest things in 2018, in year one, people said it felt like the festival had been there for years. The state wanted to have a festival that was fitting in with the beauty of the estate, and I think that over the years we kind of achieved that.
Perfect. Although there was one disaster last year, which I'm gonna mention, the thunderstorm.
Can you imagine? It was the year after COVID. Because we tried to put it on when Boris decided that all events could happen. So we was on site building 2021, this was. And we started to build the site, and then Boris decided to extend the curfew. So it was a disaster financially. It was terrible. Oh. It really, really was heartbreaking. So we had to wait till 2022 to put our Black Deer back on. And so can you imagine all the joy of us, you know, the teams? And then you couldn't make it up.
Who was on stage when it hit? Well, who's on stage when
Water the Boys were on stage, the whole of the moon, and everyone was kind of like, oh, yeah, can't wait for that. And then I was being called into event control saying there's a storm is coming. So I'm standing in event control with the whole team and, you know, secure everyone. And we're watching on this storm deciding to come and do what it did, you know. We needed the income coming in from bars and everything. Saturday night, the biggest time for, you know, people spending their money. Nobody wanted to stop it, but we ended up having to put, obviously, safety first. And we had to close it down. And the plans worked. But can you imagine how we felt? I was awake till 3 o'clock in the morning, just thinking, I don't believe this really happened.
Ironic that the Water Boys.
Water Boys. Of all people, the Water Boys. Great name. Thanks.
Jill, I want to take a short break for some music and then we'll come back. And then I want to talk about this year's event. And I think I'll play the Water Boys.
Oh, yeah. Remind me, why don't you?
Welcome back. I'm joined by Jill T, who is the co-founder of the fantastic Black Deer Festival. It's happening once again at the beautiful Eridge Deer Park from the 14th to the 16th of June this year. So, Jill, we talked about how it all happened, how it came about. We talked about the disastrous thunderstorm and how you coped with all of that. But we do need to talk about this year's big event. So tell us about this year. What can we expect? What's the lineup looking like?
The lineup is looking really, really strong. We've got Sheryl Crow as our headliner. Joe Bonamassa has just been announced. And it's his UK festival exclusive. So for us, that's a massive biggie. You know, we've got C6 Steve, Courtney Barnett, people that have played before. The Shires and Will Thomas have played Black Deer before, and they were so well received. You've got the Staves, the Villagers, Dylan Gossett, who's a brilliant artist. So many new artists you're going to discover. You're going to find music you're going to love. So I just want people to go onto the website and start to listen to some of those artists. And I think once they start listening, they will realise that there is something for everyone at this festival.
We encourage some of the smaller local bands to perform. Will that be happening this year?
Yeah, well, one of my passions is my Super Jam stage. So Super Jam is three colleges, two in Kent and one in Brighton now, where Super Jam is a college of education for kids that have fallen through the education system. And through music, these colleges have evolved. So we started Super Jam stage, and that's where the local artists have played, local and live, which is massive in Tunbridge Wells. They've been supporters of me since day one. And so they have artists that they bring and perform on the Super Jam stage. So it brings that lovely local feeling of everyone belongs, you know, especially, you know, locally. I feel very honoured that we are able at the festival to be able to bring everyone in. So super excited. But we've also got Bob Harris under the apple tree. Bob Harris is the absolute legend. He's bringing artists to Haley's Bar. Haley's Bar is a very special bar to me because it's dedicated to my brother. Under extremely tragic circumstances, when he was 19, he died. And being able to dedicate a part of my festival to my brother, who was a massive influence on me, is very special. So Haley's has got such a special place in my heart. Haley's is about fun as well. So we've got these incredible things happening, which I can't wait for people to come and experience. And obviously we've got Low and Slow Cooking. We've got Live Fire, two guys, John Finch and Ben Merrington, who started a festival called Grillstock, which was all about Low and Slow Cooking. And they curate the stage for us. And they are absolutely amazing guys. Food demonstrations, as I say, chili eating competition, a lot of fun going on the stage. And so we're really extremely lucky. We've got a new main stage this year. things will look different. So when you've been to Black Deer before, it will still have all the elements that you've known and loved, but it will feel a bit different. You've been to Black Deer before, this is still Black Deer, but this feels a bit different, you know.
Well, Jill, it's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm so looking forward to it. It's not that far away. Hopefully the rain that we're having constantly will have got itself out of its system, and it's going to be a fantastic view of weather, as it usually is. It's usually really lovely weather. So that really makes it. But if it doesn't, just take your wellies along and you'll be all right.
Bring your fun clothes and wrap up in the evening.
So the Black Deer Festival has a website. You've mentioned it. Just remind us of what that website is, please, Jill.
So it's blackdeerfestival.com, and we're on from the 14th to the 16th of June, and you can camp early, which is great. So if you want to come on the Thursday and camp, get yourself all set up and ready for your weekend of fun, then that's opportunity is there. My joy is to see all the people there and enjoy themselves. So
well, you'll see me in my fringe jacket with my cowboy hat, so you won't be able to miss me. So, Jill, it's been great chatting to you. Jill T, sadly, we are out of time. Congratulations. Well done to you and to all for getting this fantastic festival together. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
West Kent Today. We're with you on West Kent Radio.